What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and you get the offer where you can get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. It covers everything we have to offer for daily fantasy, season-long betting, you name it, whatever we got. It covers it. Also, you get a $1,000 risk-free bet upon deposit. Terms and conditions do apply. Now, make sure you're hitting the like button, subscribing to the channel, hitting the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Now, we are talking week 6, Sunday, main slate, I guess you could say, in the NFL.
No doubt about it. Buys have started, but there's still plenty of matchups to break down. We're about a third of the way through. We're starting to see some teams vault to the top. A couple teams still winless out there. I do think there's opportunities to kind of buy low and sell high, not just on an individual player basis like we talk about with season-long fantasy football, but with teams themselves. And I'm going to try some of that today. I'm going to get things started. You already screwed up the video because you said main slate. I'm going to the London game. That counts. Okay. We're doing it. Jaguars. I know it hurts. I know it feels uncomfortable. +3.5 or +135. I don't think that you should just automatically pass up on that. I think they have a real opportunity to win this game. Just a simple fact that Miami's no good either. Both these teams really, really struggle. And honestly, when I look at a lot of the serious problems that the Jaguars have, and believe me, they do, I don't think Miami is specifically built to exploit them. The first one is passing yards allowed per attempt. Jacksonville's 31st in the league. I just don't think Jacoby Brissett and this Dolphins offense is really built to exploit that. Then on the other side, the Jaguars are doing absolutely nothing in the takeaway department. They're dead last in the league. They basically force no turnovers a game. I don't think that in a situation like this, I look at a Miami team, not a prolific offense. There could be ample opportunities there. And even if there are not, I don't think this is necessarily a team that if you don't turn them over, they're going to march up and down the field. I thought Trevor Lawrence, and I still think Trevor Lawrence, has actually played fine. I know he's taken some lumps, but he's got the talent. They're getting his legs involved. You've got Robinson. You've got Chenault. You've got Marvin Jones. To me, it's a toss-up kind of game. I'm getting 3.5. That's a good key number in a game against two bad teams. Jacksonville's going to get a couple wins along the way. I have a feeling one's going to be in London this week.
Well, I guess we are all looking at not great football for this coming week.
It's the best.
One strip of bacon on the Cincinnati Bengals -3.5 in Detroit. Now, Bengals, rankings on PFF, 15th on offense, 20th on defense. Lions are 26th and 32nd. By the way, this includes their preseason expectations. This is not just raw data based on what they've done so far. The Bengals have been better than that. But either way, the Bengals are better in both of those categories. I want to start here. Joe Burrow's been great this year. Currently 8th in PFF's QB metric. I expected him to take a little bit more lumps coming back from the knee injury, but he's been better, other than the fact that I guess he has no voice right now. Jamar Chase looks very legit. They've got a high-quality running game. Their only major failure has been in the pass rush, but I'm thinking they can be a little bit more aggressive for this one, given Detroit's lack of talent on that side of the ball. The Bengals' losses this year have been by 3 points and by 3 points, so it's not as if they're getting their doors beaten in. The only defense that's been worse than the Lions through 5 weeks has been the Chiefs. I wouldn't expect the Lions defense to be getting any better either. This is just a bad team. Home, away, I don't really care for Cincinnati. I just want to go up against their opponent. So I will happily lay the 3.5 against Detroit.
I get it. I'm not going to make a big case for Detroit. The one thing I will say, and this doesn't change anything with your bet, Detroit has really, it's unbelievable how they don't have a win. They deserve to win multiple games already, and they just seemingly can't do it. So we'll see. Obviously, that defense has really struggled, and I think Mixon will be a lot healthier. He only played about a quarter of the snaps last week. It looks like you're going to be getting him more in a bell cow role, and we'll have to see as we get closer to Sunday. All right, this is a game I rarely bet. No, I shouldn't say rarely. If there's a number that I really like early in the week, I will jump on it. A lot of times with the NFL, I do want to see who's practicing, who's not. And that's the case here a little bit, but I will say this is a two-part thing. My favorite bet of the week, maybe my favorite bet of the year in the NFL, is the Cleveland Browns this week. at 2.5. Now, the line has moved to 3 in most places. I still like it. I do think you want to be a little more cautious. If you can find 2.5 still, to me, this is a multi-unit, bacon units, whatever you want to call it, play. If you find 3, I think it's more of a standard play. I really like the spot against the Cardinals at home. First off, it looks like Chandler Jones is probably going to miss. And this is where we need to pay attention. I think a lot of the guys that didn't practice on Wednesday for the Browns ultimately are going to play. Njoku, the running backs, all these guys that seem more precautionary. Now, if they are out, well, that's going to change things, and we're going to have to live with that. But to me, the Browns are a little more healthier than the injury report lets on. And then I just look at the facts. Arizona, they've been great. They can't stop the run, though. They're allowing 5.4 yards rushing attempt. That's 31st in the league. That is terrible. Nick Chubb, they lost the game, but they gashed the Chargers up front. I think we're going to see the same thing. Kyler, the offense, they've been phenomenal. They're on the road here. It's just simply a tough spot against a team that I think is very, very good. They will make life difficult for Kyler Murray. The Browns knock off the Cardinals in a small upset, even though, as the line indicates, it's not an upset at all. They are favorite for a reason, and they will get it done this week.
I like it. It is a game that I looked at, and I did like the Browns side of it. So no complaints there. I am hoping that we will clean our plate, but that will do it this week for the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.